Support for Living on Earth comes from listeners like you. To make a donation, please use the link to the left of this webpage. And thanks.
It's Living on Earth. I'm Jeff Young. April, wrote the poet, is the cruelest month, but it is also National Poetry Month. We ask poets to share work inspired by the natural world. Yes, we know April's over, but we still have more of these wonderful poems.
I'm Janice Harrington, and my interest in poetry began with passionate teachers. Passion is viral. It's contagious. They loved poetry. I was exposed to, you know, some of the best, and I just grew up with it and kept that interest. And poetry is also about paying attention to the world around you, seeing, using all your senses, and I think that very much appeals to me. I grew up in Lincoln, Nebraska, and the Nebraska landscape is beautiful, these long, low rolling hills. And this poem is set in that space, that vastness of Nebraska when you're feeling really small and insignificant. And it's also thinking about what becomes of us, either as artists or as human beings or our relationships even. Shaking the grass. Evening, and all my ghosts come back to me like red banty hens to catalpa limbs and chicken-wired hutches, clucking, clucking, and falling at last into their head under wing sleep. I think about the field of grass I lay in once between Omaha and Lincoln. It was summer, I think. The air smelled green, and wands of windy green a sway swayed over me. I lay on green sod like a prairie snake, letting the sun warm me. What does a girl think about alone in a field of grass, beneath the sky as bright as an Easter dress, beneath the green wind? Maybe I have not shaken the grass. All is vanity. Maybe I never rose from that green field. All is vanity. Maybe I did no more than swallow deep, deep breaths and spill them out into story. All is vanity. Maybe I listened to the wind sighing and shivered, spinning a whirl amidst the blue stem and green lashes. Oh, my beloved. Oh, my beloved. I lay in a field of grass once and then went on. Even the hollow my body made is gone.
Janice Harrington teaches creative writing at the University of Illinois at Urbana-Champaign. Shaking the Grass comes from her book, Even the Hollow My Body Made is Gone.